You're listening to the audio production of Who You Are, Internalizing the Gospel to Find Your True Identity by Judy Cha, published by Zondervan and read by Caroline McLaughlin. To my parents, Sun Ming and Yong Suk Chang, for loving me and showing me who Christ is. Introduction. Our Identity in the Gospel. For 30 years, I have journeyed with people through the difficult seasons in their lives. I have seen them face catastrophic losses, traumas, and addictions. I've had the privilege of witnessing remarkable courage and resilience in people as they persevere through unimaginable circumstances. At the same time, and more often than not, I have also witnessed brutal destruction and heartbreak, crippling people and keeping them stuck in the depths of their suffering. For many years, I have wondered, what can relieve people in the midst of their torment and give them a greater sense of hope? In counseling, we seek to understand and identify the underlying causes for a person's distress. After more than 10,000 counseling sessions, I've come to realize that at the core of most of these concerns is the problem of identity. And even further, I believe the problem of our identity is a spiritual problem. When sin entered the world, humanity internalized shame. We are now born with an inherent sense of shame that forms the foundation of who we are. As a result, we are engaged in a quest to rectify the shame within us, often seeking to fix it on our own. Unfortunately, our efforts to fix our shame and obtain a stable identity inevitably fail. Why? Because who we are, our worth, purpose, and meaning in life, is only received in relationship to our Creator. Our Creator's solution to our identity problem is not a structured method of redemption from shame, but a person, our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. When we engage in relationship with Him and come to truly understand the gospel, God's message of grace through Christ, we are affirmed in our identity in Christ. When we receive our identity from God, that inner struggle against our internalized shame is relieved. The external crisis, no matter how devastating or frightening, can rage on, because knowing who we are will empower us to face whatever challenges come our way. Having said that, knowing who we are is not something that we can live out easily or constantly. It is a process of gradually working in and internalizing who God says we are by identifying and removing the barriers that keep us from fully living out who we are. Over several decades of counseling, I've observed that simply knowing the solution to the problem of identity does not immediately translate to resolving the problem. The reality is that we face insurmountable obstacles to obtaining a stable identity. We live in a broken world, regularly experiencing the effects of sin. Moreover, we ourselves are infected with sin in body and soul, and this obstructs our own way to freedom from our perpetual quest for identity and resting in Christ. Yes, the problem of identity is ultimately a spiritual problem, but helping people receive and internalize what God says about them takes intentional effort. We must walk alongside them as they uncover wounds and detangle beliefs, gradually reversing the curse of the fall through the process of internalizing the gospel. For more than 20 years, our team at Redeemer Counseling has worked to identify ways to make the gospel more real in people's lives. We've learned that the first step toward that goal is to define the problem thoroughly and comprehensively. We've observed that every counseling approach presents a theory of what is wrong with us, the central pathology that is at the root of dysfunctional and destructive behaviors. To fix anything, we first need to know what is broken. Although our physical and psychological brokenness are readily acknowledged in counseling practice today, our spiritual brokenness is often overlooked, or at least is not taken seriously enough. So our aim is to bring the best of biblical and clinical insights to the practice of counseling. As a result, we developed a framework we call the Gospel-Centered Integrative Framework for Therapy, GIFT. This framework provides a way of defining what is wrong and shows how we can contextualize the solution to best help people experience the gospel and lasting heart change. In the GIFT, it is recognized that to make sense of what is wrong and what can help us, we need to pay close attention and be...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?